7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
In the right direction. This call may be monitored or recorded.
It's 8:25 p.m.
Oh my, oh no. That is not the correct time. 8:25, forget it. Although I am willing to believe that inaccurate clocks exist in this world that currently read 8:25, that is not the correct time. Oh no. Oh no, the actual time, my friends, is 19:30 UTC. And that means it's time for... Oops, I just knocked the gong off its thing. It's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. Let's give it an extra ding. Ding. All right, now I feel like we're all traveling in the right direction. All right. Who am I, you might ask? Well, my name is Tobe. I'm the guy who makes sure that we're traveling all in the same direction. I'm the host of the Dubious Goals Committee. And I guess that just means I need to pour some tea. Oh, look at that. Look at that. Now, I know that some people are probably thinking, what, Tobe, is Blenda in the teacup? No, Blenda is not in the teacup. In the teacup, we have some tea. Oh, yeah, and today we are drinking... that new Dahong Pao. The new Dahong Pao is so yummy and delicious. Oh, I'm glad I'm back into that today. Wow, I can feel it. Oops. It's so delicious and yummy and good. I like it a lot. In fact, I might even drink some more. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Ooh, that is good tea. Believe me, we are drinking the good stuff today. All right, well, what are we doing? What's going on? What are we doing today? Well, it's a pretty nice day, so what we need to do is get out of the car. Oh, yeah. All right. So where are we today? Well, nowhere special. I mean... nowhere out of the ordinary. Every place I go is obviously special. And am I seeing what I came to see? All right, where are we? Well, we're down in the Papio Valley as usual. We are at the Heronry. It's a real nice day. It's a little bit cooler than it has been. It's about... Do we have two? Do we have three? We got to get up there. It's a little bit cooler than it has been in the last couple days. That big front that's moving through the country is coming here. It has dropped like 5 or 10 degrees just in the time that I've been awake, which hasn't been all that long. Yeah, I see dudes. We are at the Heronry today. We could have gone to... yeah, the secret mushroom ground, but there's cars there. We could have gone to Heronhaven. Ooh, there's another one. We could have gone to Heronhaven, but we're not going to see any herons at Heronhaven because they're all right here. Oh my God. Okay, I can see. I'm not even under there yet, and I can see four. There's one big blue heron standing on a branch. There's two standing in a nest, and then there's another one standing... on the nest over here. And now the wind is picking up a little bit. It's sunny. There's a little bit of cloudage. It's about 52 to 54 degrees Fahrenheit. That's probably around, 12 degrees in Celsius. And I think I just found, why is there a geocache right here laying out in the open? Where do you suppose this geocache was? Was it up in this log? I am going to move this so that people who are looking for it can find it, and people who are not looking for it will not find it. Okay. I'm technically now on the path. And I'm listening for bikers, but I'm hearing trees creaking. And oh boy, I'm kind of glad we came out here today. Because look at that dude. Oh yeah, we've got a big heron dude standing on the nest. Ooh, what was that sound? There's something tripping around in here in the leaves and stuff. I can hear him. Oh, it's just other little birdies. Little birdies everywhere. Okay. Looking up. But I gotta stop. Stop before you look up, Tobe. Otherwise, I'm gonna be walking with my eyes not going where I'm walking. Okay. Alright, I am directly under herons. Yeah, so how high above these guys are they? 25 meters? Yeah, we got 4. The guy who's standing on the branch is just preening. And now he knows I'm talking about him. He's looking down at me. Hi. Hi. Hey, you guys want some yummy fishies? I know where to get them. Yeah, I gotta tell my heron buddies where all the good heron restaurants are. Like Heron Haven, though, they already know. This guy just cocked his head. He's looking at me. What is this guy doing? Who is this person? All right. And if I move over here, now I can see all 3 of them in the nests. Now I can see all of them. All right. I'm checking the other nests, too. Although I'm directly under them, this is not a good place to be if you're trying to see what's in the nests, but I think this is the general population at this point. And they're all gazing towards the south. They're all sort of looking towards Heron Haven. Thinking, hey, should we go get something to eat? You wanna go get some fishies? You wanna go get some delicious fishies? Oh wow, look at these big birds. Big birds. Okay, I'm gonna stop looking up so I can move a little bit. The herons have moved into the heronry. That means we're gonna have baby herons pretty soon. So then what are we gonna do? Then we're gonna watch baby herons. That'll be fun. Everybody likes herons. And it'll be great. Going to have lots of herons, and we can go see them at Heron Haven. Alright, I'm going to now turn around and look back. Oh, bad move, Tobe. Bad, stupid move. Looking directly into the sun now. Okay. Yeah, so somebody's not being as smart as they should be. I wonder who that could be. It's me. So, in an effort to make up for my unsmartness, I'm going to stand here and look across the creek into the cornfield to see if there's any herons hanging around in that cornfield. That's where they like to go to get yummy food. Sometimes if they want some greens, get some corn. It's so delicious. Hey, wait a minute. Is this marmot poop? I think I found marmot poop on this log. I'm not seeing any herons over there, though. Yet, anyway. I'm also kind of still looking into the sun. Find a better angle, Tobe. Jeez. Could you be dumber? I could be dumber. But I'm not going to make any effort to do so. I'm going to focus my efforts otherwise. There's also lots of good nest-building material across the creek in that field. And so you often see herons flying from the nests over to the cornfield to get nest-building supplies. They find something good, they pick it up, they fly back over. Everything is groovy. And they build bigger nests, and they get bigger and bigger and bigger. And I don't see anything over there. Alright, well, I'm going to keep walking along the path here today. There's nobody out here on this side of everything today, which is amazing, because usually there's at least, you know, a few people out walking dogs or skipping work or eating lunch or whatever. There were some cars in the parking lot over, you know, in the gyro ball fields. So there's probably some people on the bike trail. So maybe we'll run into some bicyclists. Maybe we won't. What are we doing? What are we doing? I'm going to walk off the trail here. And I'm just going to look up and down the creek valley to see if there's any other dudes. What is that weird movement over there? That's just wind blowing a branch strangely. Strange winds. Strange winds aloft. Maybe we need to get down here further. We're not gonna see any dudes standing up here. On the other hand, if we come down in here, then dudes will see us and hear us, and we'll be loud. And now I don't care. So, what the hell? Maybe we should just get down here a little bit further. Boinga boinga binga bangle. Alright. I'm now about halfway down. I'm about a third of the way down the valley wall, looking at the creek, which a lot of people would call a river. But since we already have huge rivers in Nebraska, everything that isn't massive is just a little creek. I'm looking up and down, looking for dudes. Specifically deer, because it's at this time of year we see deer. Well, we always see deer hanging around out here, but it is this time of year that we see the most deer in this area, because, well, this is their vector into town. This is one of the main entry vectors for wildlife into the city. This is where the deer come from. They come from the north. And they come walking down here, it's a deer highway. And then they end up in the middle of the town, and people are like, what? Why are there deer in the middle of town? Well, just because. Get over it. And you should appreciate it more anyway. Okay, I'm not seeing any deer. So, we're gonna climb back out of here. Alright. Okay, so I'm gonna get out of the creek here. And now I'm gonna... What do I wanna do? I'm gonna stick my head out over here real quick. And then I'm inclined to think about turning around. So let's look out here. Oh, it's windy. And I can hear the high power lines are making noise. Oh, the power of electricity. OPPD. It's the juice. Okay, so I'm back on the path in the protection of the little forest belt that girds the creek. Oh, wait. This is a good spot for looking across the creek into the field. Do I see any herons standing around in the cornfield? No, I don't. But they are often not the easiest thing to see. But, yeah, no, I don't. Okay. That's cool, too. Now I'm going to look up into the sun. Oh, this is a good angle, because now they're silhouetted. I can see the big birdies. Hi, big birdies. That guy's watching me. Yeah, everybody, all these birds, they were looking to the south. Now they're looking east. And, you know, they got their heads cocked so they can look down on the ground and see me going, oh, what the hell is that? What's that guy? Oh, wait, I know that guy. We see that guy all the time. That's right, heron friends. It's just your local neighborhood tobster coming to see if you moved into your birthing headquarters, your birthing suites. Yeah, baby heron's on the way. So I'm trying to think, what do you suppose the odds are that above me right now are two mated pairs? I mean, because we got those two birds both standing in the same nest. And then we got a single bird standing in one nest and a single bird just standing on a branch. But he's only about 2 meters away. And now he's looking at me. He says, you are sus. He's looking down and he's just saying, sus. Am I hearing bicycles or am I just hearing trees creaking? I guess it's just trees creaking. Alright, so now I'm kind of walking back out over here. We're going to exit the little foresty bit. And so we're going to hit the wind again. Hello, wind. And now I can turn around and I can see my birdies again. Dun, 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 big birds sitting in a tree. Big birds, very suspicious of me. They're thinking about having some lunch. Gonna go to Heron Haven, eat a munchy fishy, cause they're swimming in the water. Not the birds, but the fish. The birds are in the tree still. Birds are in the tree. Giant birds, hey, wait. I thought that one was gonna take flight. One of the birds in the nest stood up and he flexed his wings and he looked pretty cool. He said, look at me, I'm a very tall bird and I'm about to take flight. And what's this card? Do I want it? I do not. And I think now what I need to do is listen to some music. So let's jump in the car here and let's crank up some tunes.
for positivity.
Working for the climate zone.
But lately what I'm too is fully paid the dues.
Working for the climate zone.
Ha, long and long.
Working for the climate zone.
Ha, long and long.
Very good, very awesome. That is, of course, The Clash with Clamp Down. And I think I should probably explain that I don't actually work for The Clamp Down. Everybody knows that. I mean, come on. We just played that song to, you know, discourage any Eurorack enthusiasts from, you know, checking out the rest of the very important things that we need to do here on the Dubious Goals Committee. You know, that important committee that does important dubious things like count how many herons are in any particular group of trees. It's important to count herons. You gotta keep an eye on them, and you gotta keep them safe. Basically, you gotta keep them safe from greasy little 1981 children. You know the type.
Boy, are you gonna get it now.
What? Look at that greasy mess you made. Our mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
Slap.
Here, 409 works fast.
Yeah?
Before you start to wipe.
See, this is what I'm talking about. You gotta keep Kirk Cameron away from the wildlife. Keep his greasy little hands off the herons so 1981 mom can say...
That shines.
That's right.
What have you two been up to?
Oh, just getting greasy and counting herons. On the Dubious Goals Committee. Oh, but seriously though, now that we've got the Eurorack enthusiasts distracted, we can get down to some serious, serious business. Because I'm thinking I'm hungry.
I would like to buy a hamburger.
Oh my God.
Everybody, I would like to buy a hamburger.
Yeah. Nobody doesn't want a hamburger, but that's not what we're doing. What we're doing... It's a little bit of synth stuff. Yeah, we gotta do a little bit of synth stuff right now because I've been working on something. I got some weird, weird stuff patched up. And I'm pretty happy about it. And yeah, once again, I've delved into some generative, weird stuff. I don't even know how to explain all this. I was messing around with this last night. I was basically, I'm gearing up, trying to get ready for the entire generative environmental synthesis season, which is coming up. We've talked about it. And what I've been doing is I've been trying to get synthesizers to work with and against each other with various stimulus, and I've got weird stuff plugged in. And I've set up a couple of sequencers to do some strange things. I've got two sequencers going right now. We're going to do the third one later, but the two sequences both play a sequence of notes, but they are off in time. And not only are they off, the first sequence actually controls or steps the times of the second sequencer, which is a little bit odd. But the way I have them set up, you know, it keeps stepping through about three different or four different speeds or clock divisions. So you end up getting this weird, let's just play it. We get this funny little sequence that is amazing. I'm going to switch this over to square wave. Okay, let's add some tremolo. Okay, it seems like it wanted to resolve right there, but yeah, okay, so we've got this weird sequence, and although the notes are related in each of the separate sequences, they're not the same, but the cool thing is once those get going, and once the timing starts changing and we get that polyrhythmia, then it starts to sound like there's a chord progression. There's no chords. You're not hearing any chords, but those intervals seem to imply a chord progression. And you get this chord progression, a little bit of tension builds, and then it seems like it's going to resolve. And sometimes it kind of resolves, and sometimes it doesn't, or sometimes it you think it's going to, and it does briefly, but then it moves on again really quick. And I'm like, okay, this is great. This is what I'm trying to do. Now all we got to do is, add a few more things. We got the old solar panel hooked up here so we can go wow, wow, wow. And that's fun and everything. But we need to do some other stuff. I got to figure out how to externally control tempo. And then we'll swing the pitch if we can figure out how to get it to quantize too, because once we introduce random to pitch, then things start sounding a little bit more like noise and a little bit less like music to other people's ears, because to me, noise is beautiful music. And so is the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. Tune in tomorrow. It's time for me to go, so bye, bye, bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.